Nowhere else in the world you find such a density on cutting dicks as in the Middle East, who pretend to be the most religious persons in the world, while at the same time not respecting that same creation and their various gods, very much by cutting off a chunk of their dicks. Why they're in this region? Well, because these are the peoples nearest to our masters, the pharaohs, who practice this blasphemy towards the creator, thus creating the perfect slaves. Now look at that. It's Pharaoh's Egypt right in the middle of it all. I made a 20 minutes detailed medical and psychological analysis on this unholy practice on my channel Gure, but the entire channel was taken down a few days ago. So, if anyone downloaded that, please upload it again, because I don't have it anymore. By the way, I have no problems at all with the cutting dick slaves, neither with Jews nor with Muslims. I'm just a white, non-slave, homeless, without a number. Of whom the Muslims say that the white European man killed millions of Muslims, dropping bombs in Iraq, Afghanistan, Bosnia, Libya, Chechnya, etc. But wait a minute, I'm a homeless, and I don't pay any taxes to Pharaoh's army. But in fact, the millions of Muslims in Europe pay taxes to Pharaoh's army. And the Muslims of Europe pay for the guns, tanks, helicopters and ammo, and pay for the death of their Muslim brethren far away. With the Muslims in Europe and their willingness to finance the wars against Islam, the costs of the anti-Islam wars are easily covered by the Muslims themselves. Because for the European Muslims, the choice between his fancy Mercedes or millions of murdered Muslims and their children is an easy one. He will choose his Mercedes, work, and pay the taxes. Well, anyway, it's easier to blame the white men and the Jews for it all, eh? But white men goes on the streets and refuses to pay taxes against war. I've never seen a Muslim do this. He'd rather have Muslim children killed and to give up his Mercedes. Me, Sean Ross, the white homeless South African, prefer poverty on the streets than have the death of a single Muslim child on my conscience, or any child at all. I tell you, my Muslim brothers and sisters, you sold your souls to the devil, and you can't even blame the white man for it, but only yourself. Dear people of this earth, don't believe pharaohs, popes, imams, rabbis, pastors, priests, etc., because they represent Pharaoh and the devil himself. It's the same with the wall around Israel, which in fact was built by the Palestinians themselves, when Pharaoh's state of Israel needed workers, physical labor, and the bricklayers to do the work. All Palestinians. As Pharaoh's Israeli authorities apparently couldn't find a single Jew to do the work. Here again, my Muslim brothers, you did it yourself, so stop blaming the rest of the world for yours for the self-inflicted misery, because you, yourself, once again, you made the alliance with Pharaoh, the snake, and Shaitan. Just as the Islamic State, also called Daesh, the Islamic State is a caliphate with an emir as their religious leader. And both an emir and a caliph are aristocratic titles of pharaoh, like a duke, a count, or a marquis, and all cousins with each other, both the European nobility and the Arabic ones. So you can see they're one happy worldwide pharaonic family. You see, Arab aristocrats, Asian ones, their Prince Charles, the Nazi queen of the Netherlands with his, you know, is also from Nazi, just the Bilderberg king here. And so the Islamic Isis, the same as the pharaonic goddess, is led by the Arabic nobility. based upon intel by the European nobility, like the Royal Tavistock Institute for Social Engineering, who analyzed that among young European Muslims there's this romantic idea of being a real man and warrior during those fantastic times of the Prophet, instead of being harassed all the time by the cops in the outskirts or getting humiliated by some dumb white bitch secretary at some office of the authorities. So many good young Muslims, full of hope, took off for happiness, manhood, and some more sincerity than the West could ever offer. But instead of that, found themselves some feudal dictatorship by the caliph, emir, and oriental nobility, giving all the orders. Go and slit those people's throats of the entire village. If not, we'll go to yours. While the raping, as usual, was only done by the feudal nobility and their sons, like caliphs, emirs, and the rest. Well, the usual nobility practice worldwide. Thus, back home in Europe, Pharaoh got rid of all the local young slaves with the seriously potential of insubordination towards Pharaoh's plans of a perfect human slave race. Because a human being that is capable of dreaming is potentially very dangerous. Secondly, there was a geostrategical purpose for them in the Orient, petrol. Because the Kurds in Kirkuk, Iraq, are sitting at one of the biggest oil reserves in the Middle East. And because there's too much international goodwill in favor of the Kurds being the victims of Saddam Hussein and the Turkish army, Pharaoh couldn't just send the NATO, as usual, or the Russian army there to bomb the hell out of the Kurds. So it needed another solution and a whole new international army. The Islamic State by the international aristocratic mafia of Pharaoh. And here again, third example of Muslims inflicting death and terror upon themselves, without any Jew nor any white man in sight. Well, do you want me to give you more examples? I could, you know. But well, why should I chew it all out for you? And then FuckTube taking down my channels and deleting hundreds of videos gone forever. I asked you to download them for years because I can't. I'm a homeless. Now they're gone and years of work for nothing. So you see, there is no JewTube at all. Because I never attacked the Jews in my videos, but rather showed how the Nazi Templars of Pharaoh with their Swiss base were the ones behind the genocide on the Jews. With videos like Auschwitz made in Switzerland, Switzerland financed the Shoah, or Octagon rules over Pentagon, and now gone forever. Well, no Jew would have taken off those videos in their favor, eh? So there is no, and there never have been, any JewTube. I had at least 30 two-hour historical documentaries on there, on my channel Gure, and a total of 350 videos, all gone now. I wanted it to be my present for humanity and my children, revealing the true enemy. But due to the selfish state of humanity and the lack of mutual brotherly or sisterly love for one another, helping each other out in rotten situation and acting in total collaborations, these videos are gone forever now, without our children's children, in the inevitable total slavery of mankind, being able to learn from them. Dear Muslims, the Jews and the white man are not your enemy, but you did a genocidal jihad with the Swiss Nazi Templars during World War II, with the two Muslim SS divisions, Hanshar and Skandar Beg, under Palestinian command of Jerusalem's Mufti Amin al-Husseini, butchering 500,000 Serbs, Jews and Gypsies in Europe. Because you listened to Pharaoh and the aristocratic imams, For dear Muslims, you are your own worst enemy, having an alliance with Shaitan Fir'aun, Pharaoh. Dear Muslims, living in Europe, it must be clear to you now that the white man is a slave, just like anyone else. And that Zionism is just a local problem around Jerusalem, because you Muslims have tried to exterminate all the Jews of Palestine during World War II, together with your German Nazi friends, and you nearly succeeded too. If not my SAS regiment and its predecessor, the Long Range Desert Group, consisting of mostly New Zealanders and South Africans, had demolished the entire Luftwaffe Nazi Air Force in North Africa. Of your German pal, the arrogant General Rommel, who was too busy having himself celebrated in Berlin as the Desert Fox. Where in fact the real Desert Foxes were a handful of Kiwis and Springboks. This is where the nickname Special Air Service comes from. A special service to the German Air Force by entirely demolishing it with some jeeps behind the lines and lots of jerry cans with petrol for the long trip. Special Air Service. A service to the Germans, eh? It's quite cynical, the name, of course. Dear Muslims, this is why the Jews formed the paramilitary brigade called the Haganah, as a defense against the Palestinian extermination efforts on the Jews, for which the Palestinians got kicked out of Palestine. Oh, those poor Palestinians and their lies to the world of the Palestinian aggressors slipping into the victim's role. Utterly pathetic. I'm not a Jew, but a white South African, and I'm a friend of the Muslims. Therefore, I want to reveal to you who your real enemy is. Fir'aun. There it says in the Holy Quran that Pharaoh is the enemy, and I read the Quran. Just read it yourself instead of believing Pharaoh's imams like Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and the rest of them with their religious hocus-pocus. Well, at least I don't have to tell the white people anymore not to believe the Pope and their satanic pedophile priests anymore. So, dear Jews, do not believe the rabbis anymore, because they are the Erev Rav who deliberately lie to you together with the Judenrat, the Jewish Council, leading you into the concentration camps, butchery by Pharaoh's aristocracy, and not really by the German people. The Erev Rav Judenrat of Pharaoh persuaded you not to defend yourselves, because the Germans allegedly were such a lovely people of philosophers and great thinkers. Well, one problem though, these 1 million good German philosophers also ended up next to you in the concentration camps. End of story. So here you can see them together, the Judenrat guys working together with the Germans, with the Nazis in the same goal, just collaborating. It's very simple, folks. If the Jews were the allegedly masters of the world, then why do they have to risk their necks themselves, like in the Haganah? Why would the Jews have to fight entire empires if they would be the empire themselves and even get called terrorists? Like the Jewish Sicari freedom fighters who killed Roman legionnaires in some dark alley in Jerusalem. Like sticking a little curved oriental knife in his lower back into the kidneys, a Jew dagger called Sika. Therefore the name of the assassins, thus leading to the culmination of Pharaoh's Roman terror on the entire Jewish population, who had withdrawn women and children hiding at the Masada Mountains, where the Roman Empire butchered them all. Just as they did with the Celts, with brave warrior leaders like Viriatus in Spain, Vercingetorix in France, and Boudica in England. until the Roman Empire got knocked out by the fiercest warrior nation on the entire planet, Germania. And I tell you, Rome, we'll do it again, you pharaonic creeps. Then, with the tribes ransacking Rome, Rome's pharaonic elite had to flee Italy. But where to go? Ah, France is empty. We just murdered all the Celts there with Caesar and his legions. There are no more Celts. We murdered them all. The women, the children, everyone. It's completely empty, France is. And in between 500 and 600 AD, Rome's pharaonic elite massively settled down in small groups all over the French country, building all the 11th century castles, raping the women with the jus primae noctis, and fighting the Europeans from the inside out, perfectly looking like us through the rape of our women and mixing with us. This is why there are no castles from before the year 1000 in Europe, and why French still is the world's diplomatic language spoken by the entire nobility. Like at the royal courts of England, Germany, Belgium, Russia, the Netherlands, you name it. Only in Spain there are many castles from the 8th and even 7th century by the Muslim pharaonic aristocracy of the Caliphate. Like today's king of Saudi Arabia and the rest, and even cousins and related by blood with the Queen and Prince Charles of Windsor and the rest of the global pharaohs. This is why the pharaohs are replacing those disobedient and very dangerous Europeans with the better slaves from the Orient. And no Jews here either, except the ones from the House of David and Solomon, Jewish pharaonic kings like Sarkozy and Baron de Rothschild, who are Erev Rav, and no real Jews, they're just pharaohs. Here, look, the pharaonic Jews, like in Israel, make a difference between normal Jews and the royal ones, whereas the normal Jews don't have a clue whatsoever, just like the Europeans. Well, which is what I've been telling you all the time, that there are two types of Jews, the pharaonic Jews and the Hebrew Jews. Go watch my film, The Pharaoh Show, if it's still there. I think Fucktube took it off because it was on my film Gure, so it's gone forever now. If the Jews would be the masters of the world, then why fight the British Empire in 1948 and being searched for as Jewish terrorists by the Empire if they would be the Empire themselves? And why the need to put your own women in the Israeli army for 2 long years, your own mothers, sisters, daughters and wives, if they could easily have delegated this dangerous job for their own women by some knights or legionnaires, if they would be the allegedly master race? You see, that theory just doesn't fit into the reality of history, psychology and general analysis of the situation evaluating the total intel. The Queen of England never gave Palestine to those Jews, just like America never got their independence. They just rule now through an invisible network of global Freemasonry, a Templar system by Pharaoh's aristocracy. Pharaoh wants us to believe that the Jews killed Jesus, in spite of the fact that the Jewish women were lamenting over his death. In fact, the Pharisees, an ancient name for Pharaoh's descendants, Pharisees, Pharaoh, they sentenced and gave the order to their Romans to torture and slowly kill Jesus by code O2T, oxygen deprivation. As the Swiss Nazi Templars do in their torture detention centers for political prisoners. As you can read here in the Zurich files, whereas the Swiss CIA does through waterboarding oxygen deprivation, which is the way of dying on a cross through the total fatigue of one's thoracic muscles, unable to breathe anymore, leading to one of the slowest deaths possible, a pharaonic invention, or made in Switzerland. And Switzerland is today's Rome, with the Swiss Guard policing the Vatican. So after condemning Jesus of Nazareth by the Pharisees, Pharaoh's Roman legionnaires killed the good man. Oh, no Jew involved in that terrible crime. I mean, look at them. Look, they even look like pharaohs, like this typical pharaoh scarf, like over their heads, you know. And, well, Rome was led by the pharaohs. They were the Pharisees. If you want to know who were the Pharisees, they were the pharaohs, you know, in the Roman Empire, you know, who were there to rule over the people, just like today's politicians and the entire nobility, you know. Yeah, look at the hairdressers. They don't even look like Jews. There are no Jews. My dear white nationalist friends and comrades, both the Holocaust deniers and the ones who sentenced them are of Pharaoh's aristocracy, and it happens always around Switzerland of the Knights Templars, as here in 2018. So, the leading Holocaust deniers are from Pharaoh's aristocracy. And if some white nationalist repeats their lies, he will go to prison and sentenced by Pharaoh's Freemason judges. Whereas the initial leading Holocaust denier never does a day in prison. This is all part of the Ordo ab Chao structure of the enemy within to divide and rule, and set up peoples, races, and religions up against each other to mislead us towards the wrong enemy instead of the real one. And of course, it's a terrible crime to have a real nationalist buried under tons of prison years only for expressing his opinion. Therefore, telling himself, "Oh, look, this is how much power those Jews have, who therefore must be the masters of the world." Thus, the real enemy behind the screens and true Templar pharaohs and their Swiss base are happy, with no one thinking of them. As the sentencing of Holocaust deniers is totally counterproductive for the Jews, because it makes people hate them, which is exactly what Pharaoh's aristocracy wants and perfectly succeeds in, as the average dumb nationalist is quite primary and not being able to think several moves deep into this pharaonic chess game, in which Royal Tavistock paved the way for big secret armies for the Nazi Templars out of all control, as Holocaust denial has been made illegal on purpose. Believe me, folks, I've seen it with my own eyes. You have no idea for whom I worked for before. And dear nationalists, there never were any European kings in history. They all appeared, all of a sudden, all together with their damn castles, dungeons and torture chambers after the collapse of the Roman Empire. And anyway, those so-called solid proofs of Pharaoh's Holocaust deniers are so easily to be put away. Like saying that it is impossible to burn so many corpses in such a short time, while comparing the cremation with modern equipment of 120 kilo fat American sucked in liquid with a 20 kilogram crispy, dried-out Auschwitz inmate. Yes, the thirst in the concentration camps was worse than the hunger, according to the witness accounts, making the corpses dry as tinder drywood. whereas the fat Yank and used to drink a gallon of Coca-Cola every day, filled up with non-burning liquids, and due to his overweight or her overweight, at least needs at least 50 times as long to burn, compared with this crispy tinder wood here. Then the dumb Holocaust denier gives himself further proofs of the rapid combustion by saying that Zyklon B is a fast burner, even that fast being explosive. And that there were no blue Zyklon B stains on the walls, as in the disinfection chambers for prisoners' clothes. Well, stupid. Of course there were no stains on the walls, because of the 800 plus breathing tinderwood corpses, who all ran the Zyklon B through their systems, into their lungs and into the bloodstream, hardly leaving any chance to stain the walls, thus making the combustion of the cremation even more faster, because of the accumulated explosive fast burner Zyklon B inside the tinderwood Jews and their Zyklon B filled tinderwood Jew kids. And no Germanic nationalist would have chosen the word Zyklon B, meaning Cyclone B, a whirlwind, because it's not very Germanic. There never were any, as there never were any tropical cyclones in Germany 80 years ago, before the climate change, as there always have been at Pharaoh's River Nile, cyclones, whirlwinds, that is. Therefore, not the Germans, but Pharaoh's nobility chose the name Zyklon B, Cyclone B, the second cyclone, as for Pharaoh's belief system. Very much related with the Baphomet of the Swiss Nazi Templars, meaning the soul arrives in the pyramid, Baphomet, like a Swiss CERN vortex, bringing them through the portal into the other world, sucking you in by the grim reaper, Mower Man, a couple of million of them Jews and their kids. My dear nationalist comrades, just watch how the Minister of Lies, Propaganda, Minister Goebbels, resembles Pharaoh Ramses the Great, Ramses the Second. It's the same lineage. They're pharaohs, the Nazi Templars. And just watch the not very Germanic features of the damn pharaonic branch and the worldwide nobility, like ethnic Swiss Himmler, who looks like Jeb Pharaoh Hirohito, the Emperor of Japan during World War II. This is why the axes of the fascist Germany and Japan, they were allies during World War II, because of this pharaonic bloodline here. They're all the same. Or how the Grofats here did the square and compass Pufter salute. Here you got the title of the video. Check it out yourself. Make sure that the whole story won't get lost, and save video, the Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil, and the rest. In German, das Schweizer Beast, Basislage des Teufels. And in French, Enfer suisse satanique, and the rest.